Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakei, and the podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. So this week, I had a friend of mine pass away. Unfortunately, she died of pancreatic cancer, one of the worst ones. Brave soul, 3 months from diagnosis to passing away. A wonderful, wonderful woman. And I wish nothing but the best for her daughter and son-in-law who are left and the rest of her family. But it really, you know, we all have people that pass and we all go through these types of things. And, you know, it's like when you go to funerals and everybody sees their lives differently for a moment. And I think it's an interesting inflection point, and we shouldn't just let it be an inflection point when someone passes away to reflect upon our lives and to reflect where we are. And it's not about, it is about happiness and unhappiness. But I think that one thing that I've learned is that we are in control of our own destiny. And I like to have thought for many, many years that we're not, and that things happen to us. But I've come to the advanced stage in my life and with all the people that I've coached and realize that is true for some people, that things do happen to them, but they happen to them because of the choices that they make, and that we are far more in control of our destiny than we think. In order to control that destiny, we have to be willing to be ourselves. And I know for some longtime listeners, this will sound like a repetitive story, but I think at this sort of junction of people thinking about going back to work, articles about, you know, who's going to be able to come back to work, are you vaccinated? Beginning of the summer, I think it's a good time to sort of take a pause and reflect. And people tend to do this maybe in January, but take a pause and reflect and, you know, am I really at the right place? Am I really being valued fully for my contribution? And because the lady that I'm going to have on next week, and I don't want to give out your name yet, that was the question that I sort of asked her. Are you really being fully appreciated, fully evaluated, and fully valued in terms of your contribution? And it just kept coming up, tick, no, tick, no, tick, no, tick, no. And I know people are afraid, and I don't diminish the fear of changing jobs, of reflection. It's like relationships, you know, you're in a terrible one. People are afraid to face up to the fact that they're in a terrible one because they think the consequences of changing their relationship situation is far worse than leaving it alone and I can suffer through. And so it's interesting because all of the same terms that we use in relationships, that we use in jobs, that we use in every aspect of our lives, they all come back to the same core issue, which is an unwillingness to face myself and ask what price for my happiness? And why should I suffer silently, or in some cases, not silently? I think everyone feels that there's no perfect job. And I agree, there is no perfect job. But we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for as close to it as we can possibly get. And for some people, that might be 80% of the way, and that's enough for them. And other people, it might be 60 or 70% of the way, and it might be enough of them. But surely we won't know until we actually do the work and go and find out, and first and foremost, find out about ourselves. And I can't help but think that part of the reluctance to do it is an inherent laziness in mankind. An inherent, and I know, because, you know, I have a tendency to be a complainer every once in a while, as my kids would say. There is an inherent complainingness amongst human beings, and they look at the glass as half full, but aren't prepared to do anything about it. So, you know, we're right on that moment of time where you're going to have to decide. Someone's going to say you're going to go back to the office. And so you're going to say, well, I don't really like to go back to the office, or I'd like to go back to an office in hybrid. So I suggest to people that you actually, let's take a moment, right? And let's take a moment and think about what works best for us. do I like working at home? Do I want to continue to work at home? And if I do, am I going to be able to do that with the company that I'm with? And if not, what am I going to do about it? And if I am going to do something about it, then I should probably sort of spend a little time brushing up my infomercial, start looking around. You know, if you listen to our podcast last week with Peter Misick, which was just spectacular, I hadn't heard someone talk about social values and technology in the same sort of breath, and the opportunities that he talks about for the world to change. And I think that you know, if you're one of those young people, and you know, you don't even have to be young, I wish someone in that space would hire me, but there's an opportunity to find companies that are doing great things for the world, to feel really good about yourself, you know, not creating another widget, you know, that makes the can opener faster than anything else. But you know, all these companies, and, you know, and I post a lot of the stuff on LinkedIn about recycling or about, you know, climate change or about, you know, food processing, food picking, garbage, all these companies that are doing stuff that is going to have a profound impact on the world. It must be great to work at those places. It must be really, really cool to know that your company that you're working for has a social conscience and a social purpose above and beyond donating to CAMH or, you know, all the regular types of things. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that you're somewhere where you're helping change the world. You're helping make things better. Would be exciting. It would be really, really exciting. And I can't help but think that if you're young and you're at that crossroads and you are starting to wonder, reflect, like, what is it that matters to me? You know, what is it that really sort of matters to me? I mean, everybody thinks that money matters. And by the way, money does matter. But it's how you make money. There's lots of ways to make money. You could rob banks. You could do whatever you want. And for some people, that works. But I think that, you know, the making the money has to be the end result, and the means has to be I'm doing something I love. And I've referenced this a million times, and Katie knows it because she gets to see my face when I do these podcasts. I love helping people be better versions of themselves and honest with themselves. It is week after week, month after month, I get to see people blossom. I get to see them find incredible jobs for them. And I get to watch them overcome hurdles that says, no, that I can't do that. Or no, I can't say that. Or I can't apply for that. Or no, that's not the job they want. And one by one, I knock down each one of these little pillars. And the thing that I've learned most in doing that is if I can just get them over the fear of jumping into the pool just once, the second time, they still got fear, but it's a little less. And then the third time, and then the fourth time, and by the fifth or sixth time, they're doing cannonballs and jackknives off the low diving board. It's so satisfying. Part of it is almost mechanical in a way now because I watch these people come in so resistant in the beginning because it's so far out of their operating model that they're afraid. It's almost like they're afraid to be embarrassed. They're afraid, you know, what would somebody say? And once they realize it doesn't matter what somebody says. Somebody says, I don't like it. That's great. So they're the wrong person for me. Somebody says, I like it. And if 10 say no and one says yes, I'm passionate about my mission in life. And I guess the question is, are you passionate about your mission in life? Are you passionate about changing the world through what you're doing? If it doesn't matter to you and you don't give a shit about the world, then so be it. And listen, I'm not judging you. That's okay. But if you want to be more passionate about what you're doing, then take a moment and let's align your values with where you work. If you work somewhere where jackasses are getting promoted all the time and nobody can figure out why, it's time to move if you're not a jackass. And so, you know, I know that there's a lot of repetitiveness in this theme about what I'm talking about, but, you know, we're going to go through this period here and you're going to be forced to make decisions just about something simple as geography. Where do I want to work? And now where do I want to work? Historically, it was, well, if I want to work for this company, I got to be in Toronto. And now it's sort of one step removed from that. If I want to work in this company, I got to be downtown Toronto. I've been looking for apartments with my son, Jack. And I have to tell you, it's quite interesting because we've been looking downtown. And every time we get to one of these apartments to look at, I say to people, oh, what are you doing? You know, like you're leaving the apartment, you're going to another apartment. No, I'm moving to Oakville. No, I'm moving to Stony Brook. Or no, I'm viewing to Alliston. Or no, I'm moving to Barrie. And no, I'm moving to, you know, Whitby. Or I'm moving to, there are young family, young couples. And because of the low interest rates and everything else, and because they don't have to work downtown anymore, they're moving outside the city. So they're making a decision that I'm not going back to the office. I'm going to have a better lifestyle than the two of us crammed in this 458 square foot apartment. People tend to think that, you know, they're one and done. Okay, well, I've decided that I'm going to work here. I've decided this or I've decided that. But you have to constantly be evaluating everything. You have to be evaluating who you work for, where you work, who you work with. Is it in line with what you want to do? I can't tell you the number of times I talk to people who work at a company and are really sort of down on it and sort of, yeah, you know, this place, you know, it's never going to get its act together. And you know, it's never really going to get to where it needs to get to, you know, sort of total Debbie Downers kind of thing, right? And I always said, so then, like, why do you work there? And they're like, well, you know, what do you get? They're all the same, right? They're all the same, whether it's banks or whether it's this or it's that. And the reality is there may be a lot of similarities, but they're not all the same. And they don't have all the same people and they don't all have the same management. And I'll give you, at the core, there is some consistency to the incompetence or structured incompetence or all of those types of things. But I think that just goes with all big corporations. But the fact of the matter is there's a difference between them. So I want people, you know, because the summertime quiets down, things sort of start doing some research, start asking around, even if you're not interested in moving right now, right? At least open the door to education, to sort of calling people that work at other organizations that you know, applying for jobs in organizations that might look interesting, determine what your social value is and see who's in that space, right? I mean, everybody's talking about the ESG space now and you know, there's all kinds of work being done around it, and think about all the different companies. So I guess my message, sort of in a long-winded Jim Bakey sort of way, is it's a good time to reflect about all aspects of your professional life, and prompted by the fact that you're going to get a call at some point and somebody's going to say, we're going back to the office or we're not going back to the office. And you're going to be on one of two sides of that coin. You're going to either agree or you're going to disagree. And so you better start thinking about what happens when you disagree. And then I guess the last thing is, if you haven't gotten your vaccination, both of them, go get it. Because the world is bifurcating into a situation where you won't be able to work, you won't be able to travel, you won't be able to go to school, you won't be able to, won't be able to, won't be able to, won't be able to, won't be able to. On and on and on and on and on. But if you get those two shots, you'll be able to do it all. I'm Jim Bakey. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. Next week, we'll have my friend Julie, and she'll walk you through her journey of leaving one company where she thought she was happy and realized she wasn't, to finding a fantastic job for herself. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week.